baby. But you don't, so get out, get out, get out.
And.
Cause I'm brave.
And.
Glickman! It's me. I'm back. I'm hanging out. Dude, you and me.
It's just us.
It's like old times. We're just like going to hang
out. It's just us hanging out.
I'm so happy to see you.
I'm so happy that you're here. People have been like, where'd Glickman go? And I'm like, he's just busy with like life in Hollywood. You're like blowing up. You're like a superstar.
I'm doing what I can. I'm living my life. I'm having fun. You know what? I made a decision a few days ago.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to start living my life like I don't give a fuck.
Like, living your life like it's your last day every day.
Well, yeah, I mean, not like in a scary way.
Like, fuck hookers.
Yeah.
Like, like buy a dog.
Is that what you're trying?
Kind of. I might have a dog.
What?
I might have a puppy.
Really?
Here's the thing. Today, my friend Jen Sturger, who you know.
Sturge.
Found
love
a puppy.
The Sturge.
She's the best. She found a puppy in a dumpster.
She found a puppy in a dumpster?
I tweeted a photo of it tonight. It's the cutest dog you've ever seen. It looks like part Chihuahua, part lab or something.
First of all, what was Jen Sturger doing in a dumpster? What's happening in her life?
Jen loves dumpsters.
She's constantly jumping in dumpsters.
She just loves dumpsters.
That's horrible that there was a puppy in a dumpster.
It wasn't in the dumpster. She found the puppy in a box on top of a dumpster. Like, someone was basically like, I don't want this, but I won't throw it in the garbage.
The dumpster was wearing the puppy as a hat, is what you're saying. What's happening?
That's the dog.
Oh my God. That is the cutest dog I've ever seen.
Cutest dog. So, Glickman, you know I'm terrified of dogs.
Right, I know.
Right? So Jen, she sends me a photo. She's like, I found this dog in a dumpster. I'm like, oh my God. That is like the image of the dog that I would like adopt if I adopted a dog to get over my fear of dogs. And so I go bring it over to my house. I want to watch it for a while and see if I want it. So she brought it over and I'm like in love with this dog.
Have you named it yet?
Oliver.
Oh, you're so screwed.
He's an orphan.
That's it. Oliver, the orphan.
But what am I going to do? I can't. Like, first of all, I will kill it.
No, you will not.
I think I will kill it.
No, you're not going to kill a dog.
I don't know how to even.
Dogs are very resilient.
Yeah?
Okay. All you need to do is have a bowl of water and a bowl of food.
Yeah.
And you gotta just make sure the bowl isn't like too big so that the dog could fall in it if he's a puppy.
And, yeah.
You don't want him to drown.
I don't want him to drown.
No, so you just gotta take care. You have a little bowl of water, a little bowl of food.
I feel pressure.
Yeah, and then you take him for a walk when he's a little older. You take him for a walk.
How do I get him to not shit all over my house?
That is just you know,
luck.
You got to take him out.
I know, but how do you know? Like, how do you teach? Like,
has he already shit all over your house?
No. Well, he was there an hour. You know, he didn't even pee once.
Is he still at your house right now?
No, Jen took him. We're sharing custody.
Mm.
I said, I will adopt the dog if you watch it when I'm away. Because, you know, when I go on the road to shoot and stuff, I can't take a dog, I don't think.
I mean, you could be a little Liza Schlesinger move.
I thought about it. On set, though, like, but see, the thing isn't trained yet. It's a puppy. It's going to make noise.
On set, it could be hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, what did Sturger say about holding on to it?
She said she'd watch it when I'm on the road so we can trade it off, you know?
Okay.
Can you give a dog alcohol to make it not bark?
What? No. No, you cannot do that.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out my plan.
No, you just cuddle with it or you can crate train it. Depending on what kind of dog it is, what kind of dog is it?
It looks like a part Chihuahua, part something like maybe maybe like a pug. I'm not sure.
Okay,
we're taking it to the vet tomorrow to find
out
what it is.
Okay, and
make sure it doesn't have worms. Jen said it might poop worms.
Well, if it's sick, if it has worms, then you just got to give it medication so it doesn't have worms anymore.
I mean, that's the thing. If I am holding it and it shits a worm in my hand, I don't think I can live with it after that.
No, it's not going to do that.
I don't know.
You're not a heartless monster, all right?
I don't know, dogs.
It's just a little baby. It's like a little baby person.
Well, I don't have one of those for a reason.
Well, there you go. You get to hang out with this creature.
Right.
And you know what? I'll tell you what. It really helps curb your social existence too, because it gives you an out. Like, if you're like on a date, you gotta be like, I gotta bounce, yo.
My dog's texting me.
Yeah, I gotta go. I got to go home and take the dog for a walk. Like, you have that, you always have that out, you know, that's kind of nice.
I mean, I thought that it might help me because I have commitment issues.
Yeah.
And abandonment issues.
Yeah.
And I thought this could be a way to commit to something.
There's never going to be a time where the dog's going to turn to you and be like, I'd rather live on the street. Which, as you know, has happened.
That's with, happened to me.
With actual men.
That's happened to me with men. Yeah.
So, you know,
thanks, Quigman, for bringing that up.
I don't think it's a bad move. I think it will improve. It proves a lot of stuff for you.
Thank you.
I really think it's a great idea. I think you should go for it.
I think I'm going to. What's the worst? The only one concern I have is that I start shooting my TV show literally tomorrow.
Right.
And so it's a bad time to take on a project.
Well,
and a dog is a project.
It's literally like having like a little alive thing that lives with you for a million years.
But I mean, like I feel guilty to leave it in my house for 10 hours while I'm on set.
Right now it's a baby.
Yeah.
Right. So let Jen take care of it for a little bit. While you're shooting the show, and when you're off for the weekend, ask her to bring it over, and
then you can
hold on to it for the weekend. And
I just don't want it to get more attached to Jen than to me.
Well, maybe you guys will be sharing like pets. You guys will be like weird.
I'm gonna buy it better presents.
There you go. That's all you have to do, actually.
Right? It's
to
like
make
a child.
Dog love you more.
Yeah.
I know. I'm doing that right now with my dogs.
I know. Your dogs are cute. I thought of you. I was going to send you the photo of the dog today, and then I was like, I'll see him tonight.
I love my dogs. Like,
I know.
Before I got Jelly Donut, the pug, I was like, I want a dog. I always was like, I always wanted a pug. I always wanted a pug. But then when it came down time to actually get a pug, I'd be like, I don't have time for a fucking dog. Like, I'm always working. I never have time to do anything. I'm on set all the time, or I travel. I go places. Like, what are you supposed to do with this dog? And then Rachel, my girlfriend, was like, hey, happy Hanukkah. Here's a dog. And bought me a dog. And I was so mad that she bought me a dog.
I was like,
what kind of person buys a pet for another person? That's such a shitty present. Why
that
would
is
you
crazy.
Do that?
Yeah.
And after 3 days of Jelly Donut living in the house, I was like, I love this dog so much. I would never let this dog go. Like, I absolutely
really?
Adore this dog. Yeah, I just like, it took a little while to get over the fear because I had so much fear.
Me too. I have fear.
Yeah, it's scary.
Yeah.
It's scary. I mean, we got
it's
her.
It's like someone giving you a baby.
Oh, yeah.
What if someone just was like, happy anniversary, honey. Here's a baby. And
Here's
just gave
baby.
You a baby.
And you're like, what's a baby for?
Right.
What am I supposed to do with this baby?
Then after a week, do you think you'd be like, okay, I dig the baby?
You start digging the baby, and then you get like really overprotective about the baby. You don't want anybody to hurt the baby. You don't want the baby to go out too far. You keep the baby on a leash.
Yeah.
You know, you do all those things with the baby.
You buy it gifts.
Right. And then every once in a while, the baby, you know, pees on something, and you're like, guess what? Now I get to dress you up in funny costumes and make fun of you.
That's
for
the true.
Rest
of
the
I
day.
Could dress the dog up.
You could.
Oh my God. And think of what I could do with it. I could periscope with the dog.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be good.
You can Instagram.
I can
start
Instagram
an Instagram account just for the dog.
I might be able to make money off the dog. Maybe I can put the dog in commercials.
I will put your dog in my commercials.
Please.
That'd
be great.
For dog food.
I love it. All
Absolutely.
Right. You talk
you
me into
it.
I really am going to do it.
I like that the reason you want to get a dog is to make money off it and dress it up in costumes. Those are fine reasons. They're fine reasons.
No, the real reason I want to get one, honestly, is because I think that it would help me. I'm going through a phase, Glickman. This is why I wanted to have you on.
Mm-hmm.
Because we haven't caught up in a while.
No, and it's good for us to catch up because I've been there and I've seen it. I've seen your life. I've seen how things have developed.
Right.
I feel like I have.
You
I
really
feel like
have.
I've been around for a lot
You've
of
You've seen
it.
A growth spurt.
I have.
But here's the thing, like, I'm going through a transitional phase.
I wanted to say, that's not the only thing I've seen, Spurt. I can't.
Spurt,
stop it.
Spurt,
stop
man.
Telling me
You're
to
so
do
dirty.
Those jokes.
Oh, my God.
What? Okay. All right.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I'm going through a phase where basically, you know, some people may not know this, but I have a terrible fear of being vulnerable with people that I'm close to, like men, not women. So, like, I think that's why I've been single for now like 3 years, because I'm really terrified of like telling guys how I really feel. Like as soon as I start to really like one, I either pull back or I self-sabotage it because I don't really think I'm like either ready for it or I'm afraid they'll leave. Probably I'm afraid they'll leave.
Yeah.
But lately I've been trying something new, which is even though it scares the fuck out of me, just like having a dog, I've been telling guys how I actually feel.
Wow.
It's scary as fuck, but it's like freeing in a weird way.
Absolutely.
There's no games. I'm not playing games. Yeah. I'm done with games.
That's great.
Yeah. So like a perfect example is like, you know, the story about Jewelry Guy, the actor guy, the Golden Globe guy.
Right.
Where I left. Did I tell you? I don't know if you were here when I told the story on the podcast, but I left $30 worth of jewelry at his house, and he only spent like $12 on me before we had sex. So I've been saying that with him, my vagina is valued at like -$18 or something like that.
Hilarious. Yes. That's really funny.
Yeah, because, you know, I lost money on the sex, but then I haven't seen him since then, like again, like since the last time we hooked up. But he's been blowing up my phone a little bit lately, trying to hang out. And this is a dude who can get anybody, you know, anybody he wants.
Sure.
But so I, instead of being like typical Kate, where like he would text and I would be like, okay, I'll go. Like maybe, you know, I haven't heard from him because whatever reason, he's been busy. He's a busy guy. Instead, I called him out on all his shit. I was like, I haven't even heard from you. You only invite me over to your house. Like, I'm not a booty call. If you want to make plans with me, don't hit me up last minute. Like, make plans with me. Otherwise, hit up someone else.
Wow.
I like straight up told him.
What did he say when you said that?
He called me on the phone and apologized.
Oh, shit.
He's never called me on the phone. He called me on the phone. He's like, hey, I think that this is just, there's no tone in text and I'm not a bad guy. I think there's a miscommunication. Like, I really enjoy spending time with you and I want to hang out. He's like, so let's make plans. Like, when are you free? And then I gave him some options. And then, and I was like, I'm going out of town, but I'm free next week, Monday, Saturday, Sunday. He's like, great, hit me up when you get back, you know, and we'll do it. Well, then I got back, and I wasn't really feeling like hanging out with him, to be honest. Like, I was just kind of over it. So I didn't hit him up, and today I get a text, and he's like, hey, still down to hang? So now he's, like, chasing me because
he's
blowing him off.
Yeah.
I've never done this.
Well, it's really smart. Look, playing games with somebody is not a great idea, but there are games that work, right? Like, mm-hmm. there are games that are important to establish, you know, boundaries in a relationship. And you have, and like boundaries with guys and stuff. Like, you kind of have to, like, for example, last night, you and I were at the Laugh Factory.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah.
There is a guy who is super creepy, right?
Oh,
who
the stalker.
Is a stalker
kind
and was
of.
Like being all super creepy, right?
Yeah.
So when that guy came up to you in the at the box office and put his arm around you and said, hey, what are we going to do later? And then you were like, I got to go. Yeah. I got to bounce. You didn't actually have to go, but you did. And that is a smart game to get yourself out of an uncomfortable situation.
Good point.
Or to put yourself in a safe way of handling things,
yeah,
right?
But it's like, that's easy because it's black and white, because that guy's creepy as fuck,
right?
Like,
but you know, this guy, this actor guy, is a huge player. Like, he supposedly he's a huge player, and he does have like relationships with a lot of women,
yeah.
Right? So if you don't play a little bit of a game, if you don't have some game, you know, then
it's too easy for him.
It's too easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like fish in a barrel.
Yeah. I think so too.
But I think what you said to him is brilliant.
Thank you.
You being honest with him like that is super cool. That's like leaf turning. Like, that's
it is.
Yeah,
I've never done this. I feel all proud.
Good for you.
I know. And
I'm
then
fist
like
bumping
I feel thank
this
you.
This is an audio fist.
We just fist bumped everyone.
Just fist bumped.
It was an audio fist bump.
Audio fist bump.
It's like a virtual reality bump.
This podcast is brought to you by Audio Fist.
Audio Fist.
Audio Fist for all your audio fisting needs. That's not. Can we
cut that?
No,
just kidding.
Keep it. No, keep it.
But you, I mean, you're going through a change. You're changing. You're making life decisions that are making your life better.
I have. Life is so weird because I feel like sometimes if you ever feel like you're blocked and like nothing's working, and every time you like start something, it's just not. You can't finish it. And it's just weird. Like something's just. It's just holding you up.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to make some sort of like massive change. And if you do, God, everything just flip flops. Things just go better. I mean, literally yesterday, I ended a work relationship with somebody that I work with.
Yeah.
We ended it. Her and I ended it after like 2 years of working together. And it was very difficult and kind of emotional, like, because you're like, you know, you work with this person a long time. You're like, oh, my God, this is going to be so hard. And then the next, like today, the next day, everything went great.
Right?
I woke up with like 5 emails, like 2 offers, a job for this thing, a gig for the end of the month, a gig right now.
I'm like, telling you, sometimes that's like a fate thing, I think. Yeah. It's like when you do the right thing, it's almost like life is like, oh, here's your reward for doing the right thing.
Totally.
Isn't that crazy?
It's really crazy.
That kind of happened to me like a couple weeks ago. I told you about the porn guy, which we'll talk about. But like,
oh, Kate. Oh, Quigley.
The porn guy is still in the picture, even though on the last episode I said that I ended it with the porn guy.
We turn over a leaf and then we step on it. I'm just kidding.
No, you're right. No, you're right.
No, it's fine. I'm just kidding.
But here's the thing. Even with him, the leaf that I turned over with the porn guy is that I told him that I didn't need to date other people. That I wanted to be exclusive with him, which I've never done in my life. I've never been the one to say that to a dude, ever. But here's the thing. He said no.
Right.
And I was bummed at first. And then I swear to God, it's like what you're talking about with your work relationship. Yeah. I woke up the next day, okay? And in the one day after I told him that I didn't think we should see each other anymore, like, it was like 20 guys that I either was like kind of into at one point, or guys from my past, or guys that I've been like kind of like, oh, I wish that guy would hit me up on Twitter or whatever. Like 20 guys hit me up.
Wow.
It was literally like God telling me like, yo, you should date any of these other people. Like it was crazy. Like that's the day the actor guy hit me up. Like all these dudes, like athletes that I followed on Twitter that I was like, I hope he follows me back so I can message him. Like, were messaging me like just randomly out of the blue.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
It was amazing. So I started talking to like 6 or 7 guys that day. I planned dates with a couple. Then I actually went out on a date like 2 nights later with one of the guys who it turned out to be the best first date I've ever had.
What?
It was such a good first date.
What happened? Where'd you guys go?
So this dude, we met up at the Dark Room, which is a bar, you know, here on Melrose. We met up at the Dark Room what's funny is I almost canceled. So I went and had dinner with a girlfriend and we were having such a good time at dinner. And I was like, maybe I'll just cancel on this guy. Cause to be honest, I looked at his Instagram. We hadn't met, right?
Yeah.
I looked at his Instagram and I'm like, he doesn't look like my type, like the stuff he's into. And all his selfies were awful. Guys do not know how to take selfies,
by the way. We really don't.
No.
I'm on Snapchat right now.
I
got into Snapchat. I sent you Snapchats.
I know, and I liked it.
Oh, God. I have no idea what I'm doing. And I just sit there every day and I go, how many Snapchats can I make? I'm going to make a bunch of funny Snapchats. And they're so stupid. And I don't even know who's seeing them. I don't know.
I know. Snapchat makes no sense to me.
It doesn't make any sense. I don't know what I'm doing.
No one can like it. And you don't know how many people see, like, you can look to see how many people see it, but it doesn't even matter.
I thought I could post the Snapchat to Twitter so people can see it on Twitter, but you can't.
No.
I don't know what I'm doing.
You can save the Snapchat and post it to Twitter separately, but then what's the point in having a Snapchat?
Well, what's the point? What are we doing?
I don't understand.
What am I doing with
my understand
life?
Snapchat.
I don't know.
It's for the, all I know about Snapchat is this, and I don't want to make racial stereotypes, but all the young, hot black guys that I follow on Snapchat just send me videos of them lip syncing to rap songs all day. That's all I get.
That's really funny.
That's it. They're like hot guys that I follow. It's like a bunch of like athletes. I follow a bunch of like football players and shit on Snapchat. And they just send me these private snaps. And I'm always like, ooh, maybe it'll be like him in the shower with no shirt on. And then it's always like them in their car lip syncing to like Drake or Kanye or some shit.
You know what's so funny? A friend of mine last night goes, he's like, why? What are you Snapchatting for? You're 37 year old man. What are you doing? I go, it's funny. I think it's a funny, weird thing. And he goes, I bet you're just on there just checking out porn stars the whole time. And I go, there are porn stars on Snapchat?
Yes.
I had no idea.
They make money off of it because what they do is they make theirs private and they sell access so you can only follow them if you like send them $100 or something like that.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then they'll sell you private snaps. They'll be like, you know, for $20, I'll send you your own personal private snap, whatever.
Oh, well, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. Me neither. I should, though. We should.
Yeah.
I mean, I would just post photos of my butt all day. Just my butt.
$100.
It would be like the
$100 butt.
Kate butt subscription.
You know what, Kate? That's not a bad idea.
You know what? I was actually talking today about, this is a side note, but I was talking today about my Instagram because when I post, like, I got kicked off Instagram last week.
Are you back on?
I'm back on.
How did you get back on and what happened?
I got kicked off, I think, for a photo that I posted.
What photo was it?
It was basically a topless photo, but you couldn't see anything. Like, I covered up. I was drunk, to be honestly. I was drunk, sure. And I just told the porn dude, like, I don't want to see you anymore. So, you know, it was the girl post of like, oh, I'm going to post this to piss him off, and it's going to, all these people are going to like it, and he'll see it, and he'll be like, oh, man.
How racy a photo was this?
Super racy.
Really?
It's really hot. I'm wearing a G-string and a hat. And I have no shirt on. I covered up my nipples and I wrote, always make sure your underwear matches your hat.
That's amazing. Because you know what? My friend Malice, who's a stripper, and very talented
stripper
and a great, which is a very funny actress too, because she's good. She does what's it called? She's been kicked off Instagram like fucking 8 times.
Yeah, I didn't know that you... So I thought you just can't show nipples.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, and my nipples are covered. But here's the thing. I noticed, like, you can, like, maybe see, like, a teeny hint of pink, like, maybe slipping out the top of one hand. Like, I didn't notice it until after I got kicked off. I looked really closely. I'm like,
that's
yeah, maybe.
That's crazy that they would still be so upset about
I don't
like
know
that.
If that's the reason, because when they sent me the notification that my Instagram was deactivated, it said, you've broken one of our terms. And then the list of terms they sent me, none of them were like posting an inappropriate photo, because for that I thought they just took down that photo.
Yeah, no,
is what I thought.
They just turn off your account.
So they turn off my account, and how I got back on is I called my manager and I said, do you know, because he knows some people at Instagram and Twitter and whatever, I said, can you find out why I got kicked off? And he contacted them, and then 3 days later I wake up, my Instagram is turned back on, which, funny enough, when they turn it back on, it re-tags everyone in all your photos. So all these people are messaging me like, were you up last night tagging photos from 5 years ago? Like, it was so funny.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
It re-tags everyone, and then they verified me.
Wow. So it ended up being a good thing.
It ended up being a good thing in the end, but I mean, like, still, it's really weird.
I have to get verified on Twitter. Instagram.
On Instagram.
I'm verified on Twitter.
I know. I'm verified everywhere but Twitter. Not that it matters.
I feel like a douchebag talking about it. Write Instagram, you can ask Instagram to
have like one of your reps do it.
It's hilarious.
This is such a Hollywood car. It's disgusting, by the way, this conversation.
I'm really sorry.
Do you want to know why I want to get verified on Twitter? Do you want me to tell you the real reason? Because this is a dating show and it's so embarrassing, but this is the real reason.
Yeah.
I date off of Twitter. Okay.
Yeah.
This is what I do. If there's like a hot guy that I want to go out with who's in show business or whatever, I follow him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hope they'll follow me back so I can DM them.
I get that.
But here's the thing. If you're verified, when you follow someone else who's verified, they get like a separate alert on their phone.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So I need that.
Yeah, no, I get it.
That's the only reason I care.
I book my podcast off of Twitter 100%.
That's it.
Like, I follow every single person that I'm interested in that genre, and then I wait, and then they go bing, 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 bing.
See?
And I write them, and I go, hey, I'm verified, you're verified, come do this show. Here's
right.
who else is verified that did the show recently? And it's like, People fucking respect that. It's weird.
Well, it's,
but it works.
It's just because it's like I think it's because they know like you're a real person.
Right. They know that you're not just a lunatic.
Yeah.
Hiding in the corner of the Laugh Factory waiting for you to come out.
I don't know. I mean, it's like, I don't care about dating someone who's famous, but I like the idea of dating someone who's in the business because they just kind of get it. They kind of get like the branding thing and like I post a lot of slutty photos
and make
a lot of jokes about sex. And I just want someone who's like, oh, I get that might not be like exactly who you really are. Like, I'm not promiscuous, even though I come off that way, I think, on social media.
But like, you know, like you play it really well.
Aw,
you know,
promiscuous. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you play. your show, even your show, is like kind of a little promiscuous.
The Playboy show.
Yeah, but it's not. But it's for fun.
That reminds me. Oh my God, I'm going off on so many tangents. Wait, before I talk about the Playboy show,
can we talk about
the Instagram thing? We have to finish this story.
Yeah. So
the whole point of my Instagram story was that I noticed that when I post a hot photo, it gets like 900 likes, and when I post a funny joke, it gets 100 likes. And it pisses me off. So what I'm thinking of doing, I want to do this almost as an experiment, is start a separate Instagram account that's just like nothing but slutty photos and see how fast it passes the number of followers that I have on my current Instagram
account. How many followers do you have on Instagram?
I have like 23,000.
Yeah, you could blow that shit up.
I think it would just be interesting to just start one that's nothing but hot photos. And I bet you in like 3 months, I would probably have more followers. And then every once in a while, I could just regram jokes from my other account to pull followers over there.
I like that idea.
I'm going to try it.
My Instagram is so weird. It is...
slutty photos.
It's all slutty photos. No, it's super weird because it doesn't matter what I post. It literally doesn't matter. Here is a... I'm not kidding you. This is... Okay. Here is a post of my dog's face. It has 1,900 views.
Okay.
Here is a post of me wearing a sweater, and it has 1,600 views.
Views or likes?
Likes. I guess likes.
Okay.
1,600 likes. All right. Here's a picture of a guy dressed up as a character from Star Wars.
Okay.
Totally separate. 1,400. It doesn't...
It gets all the same.
They all get the exact same number. It doesn't even...
It's not like that for a girl.
Difference.
I can tell you almost exactly. If for me, if it's super slutty, it gets between 700 and 900. If it's a smiling shot of my face, it gets like 400. And if it's a joke, it gets 100. It's always the same.
You know, my most successful one recently, it was a...
Your penis.
Yes. I put a bunch of wigs, like digitally put a bunch of wigs on my head and in the same photo. And it's all it is. That's all it is. It's just me with wigs on, and it has like 4,000 fucking likes.
Do you know
like
what I think
love it.
About your social media when
it's,
I see it?
It's lunacy.
No, this is what I think to myself. I think... Steven Glickman is the busiest guy I know, and yet somehow he finds time to take photos with 9 different wigs on. Like, you're the busiest person I know, and then you're also, like, doing 9 million Snapchats and, like, wig photos for no reason. Like, where do you find the time?
I don't have a job.
Do you sleep?
No. I mean, I go to bed at about 3:34 in the morning, and I wake up at around 9 a.m. every day.
That's it. You just don't
sleep
much.
I just do that.
Sleep.
I do that, and then I burn all the way through the day. And usually, if my girlfriend's home, we will take a nap at some point during the day for about 2 hours.
Is nap code for something, or do you mean like a real nap?
No, we're still having sex, and it's fantastic.
Great,
but it's not every day. It's like maybe like once, twice a week, something like that.
I just got so angry when you brought up sex because now we can talk about the porn star.
All right, so tell me about the porn star.
Angry.
Once or twice a week is pretty good, though. That's
great.
That's good.
For a 3-year relationship, twice a week.
Four years. We're 4 years in.
4 years, it's good. I mean, for me, it's not nearly enough, though. I need, even when I'm in a relationship, I need it every other day.
Well, by the way, this girl, I'm talking way too much, but she...
No.
She's always really hot, and she always looks really good.
She looks amazing right now.
But she's doing ClassPass.
Yep.
And is doing, she goes to a hot Pilates class every fucking day.
Dude, my friend Ariel is obsessed with ClassPass, and same thing. She goes to like 2 a day, and her body is like, it's sick.
Stupid.
Yeah, Rachel looks great. I noticed on your Facebook, God. She looks so hot lately.
I see her walk around, like walk into the apartment. I'm like, good Lord.
That's so hot, though. That's so cool that you've been together 4 years, and she still like turns you on that much.
Well, absolutely.
Oh, but that's so great. I've never had that.
Well, you know.
Usually wears off for me after about a year.
Yeah, I mean,
if I'm being honest.
That's hysterical.
It's true. But wait, so.
All right, so tell me what's going on.
I'm pissed. All right. I'm angry.
Tell me. Ugh. I want to hear the story.
All right, I don't even know where to begin. I told him we can't see each other.
Right.
Okay?
No more.
Here's why. Because we're in a gray zone. Because we're not. He's like, well, I want casual. Okay. Then I said to him, if you want casual, fucking be casual. Don't call me and text me every other day. This guy calls me every couple of days on the phone just to talk. Right. He texts me every day, even if it's just like night, babe, like every day.
See, a lot of people don't realize this, but your fans should learn. We should all of our fans should learn this. This is, you know, our listeners should learn this. It's very important. A lot of people think that when you date a porn star, you could catch some sort of disease. But that's not true because they're tested all the time.
He gets tested like I think once a week, like every Monday.
But do you know what you can catch? Feelings.
Oh, yeah.
And that happens.
Yeah.
Because you're a human being and you're gonna start feeling stuff for this guy.
Here's the thing.
And he has feelings for you.
I know he does. I'm 100% sure he does.
Right, but those feelings don't connect to sex for him. Because,
well, no, of course not.
Yeah, because he fucks for a living.
Dude, the sex is part of the problem. Here's the problem, okay? First of all, he tells me he doesn't want to be exclusive, which in hindsight, I'm so thankful. Because right after he told me that, my phone blew up with 40 people
sure.
that I kind of been wanting to go out with. And I had some good dates. And now, honestly, I'm like, oh, thank God I didn't like commit to this guy. Because there could be better people out there. Like, I really...
Well, someone that maybe fits you a little
right.
bit better.
Like, he and I... The more we spend time together, I'm like, this guy's really nice. He's really cool. And we have amazing sex when we have it. But,
how often were you guys?
Well, that's
sex?
The thing. The sex is a huge problem. I couldn't date him exclusively because I pretty much can't fuck him. Because he has to fuck for work all the time.
Sure.
Right? But even like when we first started hanging out, which it's only been a couple months, when we first started hanging out, he didn't mind... You know, he wanted to fuck me whether he had to work or not.
Sure.
The first time we hooked up was the hottest sex I've ever had in my life. I talked about it on here. It was in Vegas. It was crazy.
I remember hearing that story. It's outrageous.
It was amazing. Okay. Yeah. So then, though, what happens is now that we've
been... But he wouldn't finish, right? Or would he?
The first time, it's funny. The first night he didn't because he was supposed to work the next morning.
Right.
Then the shoot got canceled, so he came back. And so he did finish with me the first time. That's the only time ever.
Shit.
But I mean, like, it was amazing. But here's the thing. I don't really mind. I mean, the girl part of my brain, the first couple times, was like, oh, I wish he would come with me because it makes me feel insecure. Because it makes girls feel insecure when guys don't get off,
well,
you know?
Yeah. But, yeah, that's hard.
Yeah, but honestly, I really do get it because of what he does. Like, that really doesn't bother me because he has to have like a big, you know, I'm assuming he has to have like a big load on camera. So he's got to save it up.
Sure.
You know? So
yeah.
That's cool. But here's the thing, okay? Here's what's driving me fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to fuck me that much. Like, because he gets so much sex. So I know, I told him we couldn't see each other anymore. And then I'm not going to lie, I kind of backpedaled because basically, like, I like him and the sex when we have it is so good. And I kind of was like, well, why not? While I'm trying to find Mr. Right, keep seeing him just pull it way back. Like, no texting in between.
Sure.
No calling in between. But, like, if you want to hang out, hit me up. We make plans. We hang out. That's it. Right?
Right.
So I'm trying to do that. But the problem is we keep hanging out and not fucking.
That's not okay.
The worst.
That's
it
not
is
okay.
The worst, right?
Yeah. No, no, no. Come on.
Yeah. So, like, here's the best. Last night, I make plans to go over to see him. You saw me after
the
Laugh Factory.
Yeah,
okay. I'm going to his house. Now, I told him, I said on the phone to him 2 days ago, if you want to be casual, be casual. This is sex now. Like, we can still go see a movie and then fuck, but, like, I am trying to turn it into, like, basically a booty call is what I want it to be now.
I get that.
So he... is still calling me. He's still texting me. Then I go over there last night. You tell me if I'm in the wrong here.
Okay.
Okay. I show up at his house. We have plans. I'm coming over at 11. I get there at 11. He's on the phone. He's on a work call for 30 minutes. Okay.
Okay.
I'm just sitting there waiting. I didn't know it was a work call. I don't know what he's doing until like 15 minutes in. And I was like, hey, do you want me to just take off? And he was like, oh no, I'm on a work call. I'll be done in 15 minutes, whatever. I'm like, all right, cool. So he talks for another like 20 minutes and he gets off the phone and then he's like, I still have some work to do. Like I got a bunch of like, he also does some shit on the side. He's like, I got to email a bunch of these clients. He's like, I'm way behind. I'm sorry. So now I'm like irritated because I'm like, I came over here to fuck you. And now I'm sitting here for like an hour while you're working. I mean, like, we're not date. That's the thing. If we were a couple, it'd be cool. I'd just
right.
hang out, but we're not. This is like sex. So now I'm just like sitting there on my phone for an hour and a half while he's like doing whatever work he's doing, right? So then after he's done working, finally, and I'm trying to be cool because I don't want to be a bitch. And I'm like, I know this guy likes me. And like, you know, maybe like I should just try to be patient. Whatever. I'm too fucking nice. The whole time, by the way, that I'm sitting there, this is the best part. Before I went over there, this is where it gets gameplay. Before I went over there, I told Jen, I go, I'm going to his place. I go, I kind of want to make him jealous. So like, I'm going to change your name in my phone to another guy.
Yes.
Who he knows the name of, a guy that he knows that I'm kind of into.
Right.
And I'm like, I want you to just text me a bunch and call my phone while I'm there. So I'm sitting there the whole time he's working. She's blowing up my phone.
Shit.
But like, she's saying shit to me like, just leave his house. He sounds like such a douchebag. Come over here and let's fuck.
Oh, like, my God.
But like, I know it's Jen, but the number, the name coming up is like, let's just say Matt. So like,
does he see this happen?
Well, I'm purposely kind of like trying to make sure he sees it.
This sounds like a Brady Bunch episode, like a very sexy Brady Bunch episode.
I know.
It's amazing.
I know. So I'm trying to kind of like make sure he sees it. And then I think at some point he kind of did, because then he kind of put his phone down and like pulled me over to like cuddle him and was like, let's watch some TV together. He's like, I'm sorry, I'm not very much fun tonight. I think he did see what was up. I don't know. But then we start watching TV, and then I'm just like, are we gonna fuck? Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, now we're watching shitty television. And then he's like, we'll go to bed in a few minutes. Like, I'm just tired. I just want to chill for a few minutes. And then he fell asleep.
Oh, no.
So now my guy that I'm not exclusive with, that's supposed to be just a casual hookup, who's amazing at sex, which is not the only reason he's still around. I don't want to sound callous. He's also like, I enjoy him, but like, he's basically around because he's amazing at sex at this point.
Right.
And now there's not even this. That's the second time we've hung out and not had sex in a row.
That's too many times.
Right?
For a porn star, that's too many times.
And, well, that's the thing. He's always fucking for work, so he doesn't care. So then the only thing he did to save himself is he apologized when I woke him up. Because I had to. Oh, and this is the other thing. This is the best part of the story. The whole time I'm texting with Jen, who's saved in my phone as, you know,
right,
whatever.
Her. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The whole time I'm texting with her, she's telling me to leave. She's like, leave. And I'm like, I want to. I really wanted to just get up and leave and like make a statement. Like, you can't just like be ignoring me. Like, you're working. Like, I came here to fuck you. So I was just going to leave. But I can't get out because he has a gated house. And the only way to open the gate is with his garage door opener, which he keeps in his car. So actually, it's like a
shit
compound. I'm like stuck there. Like, once I'm in, I can't leave.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so there's no way out.
Oh, my God. This is a terrible move.
So I'm sitting there, and I'm texting with Jen, and I'm like, I just want to leave. She's like, do it. I'm like, I don't know how to get out. And then I was like, come rescue me. I was like, come here and see if your garage door opener will open his gate.
Could you just open? Is there like a door that you can open?
There's not. It's crazy.
Oh, my God. Kate.
I know.
This
is
so funny.
So anyway, but the only thing he did to save himself is when I woke him up and I was like, hey, I was like, I'm just going to go. You're sleeping. He's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so tired. I go, it's cool. Whatever. I was like, I go, it's just honestly, I've never had a guy in my life make me feel less desired. That's what it is that's driving me crazy.
Right.
Is I'm like, I'm not an ugly girl. Why don't you want to fuck me?
Sure.
I get it. You fuck porn stars all day. But so he was like, listen, I'm off Wednesday. I don't have to work Thursday. Can we hang out Wednesday night? And I go, yes, but I'm going to get my period. That's what I told him.
Hilarious.
I go,
that's so funny.
I go, I was in a rush to get over here and fuck you because I know it's coming. And he goes, I'll tell you what, I'll fuck you on your period.
Whoa.
And I was like, well, you
that
scored
is
some points.
Okay.
You scored some points. But if he cancels, I swear to God, Glickman.
It's going to be rough, dude.
I will. No, if he cancels,
yeah,
he is deleted from everything I have.
Yeah, no.
I will delete him from this
lunacy
planet.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
It's crazy
it's
that I'm
crazy.
Even, what's crazy is that I'm even still engaging. What is wrong with me? There's a million hot guys.
I know. But what are you going to do? I mean, this, you know.
It's Olympic sex.
It's Olympic
sex. Olympic sex.
And you're built for it. All right. You work
you
out. You take care of yourself.
Thank you.
If anyone's going to be in the Olympics.
Thank you.
Sex, it should be you.
But that's what's driving me crazy is like I've been lately, especially because my show's about to start shooting. I've been like hitting the gym extra and watching what I eat. And getting extra Botox. And I don't know what to do. I don't know why this guy won't fuck me.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean,
amazing.
That's it. That's my porn star story. And
well, I'm happy that you've turned it around a little bit. You know, I'm happy that
have I?
Yeah, I mean, you've turn it around a little bit. You've made it, you've figured out what it's about. You know? You figured out what it's about. Because if you go in there going like, I don't understand, why don't you have feelings for me? If you're doing that shit, that's crazy.
No, it's not that.
It makes me happy that that's not what it is.
In fact, last night I told him, and this is probably a genius move, but I really meant it. I told him that I was so glad that he had not wanted to be exclusive. Because I said, you know, I was wrong to ask for that. After I thought about it for a few days, I was like, you know, that wasn't the right move. We have a good thing going. It's fun and it's casual and like there's no reason that we should be serious. And his face, I could tell. He was like, I could see it on his face that he was like, why'd you change your mind?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, but I didn't say a word.
You know, something to remember, Kate, is that it's one of my favorite things in the whole world. There was a movie, Cameron Crowe made this movie called, what was the movie about music that Cameron Crowe made?
Almost Famous.
Almost Famous. Yeah, well, it's an amazing movie, right? In that movie, what's this, the kid in the movie who's little Cameron Crowe,
yeah,
right? He says to Philip Seymour Hoffman, you know, I just want to be cool, man. I just wanted to be cool. Like all these girls were into me and it just scared me so much. And, you know, I cried and I wanted to be cool. It's like something seen like this. And Philip Seymour Hoffman goes, yeah, but we're not cool. You know, we're the least cool. Like, we're not cool enough to be able to do that kind of shit. That's just how we are. Like, we're not the cool guys.
We're not
guys.
The cool guys.
Like, and sometimes that helps.
Huh.
That advice, sometimes him saying that, Philip Seymour Hoffman saying that, runs through my head when someone's like, hey, it's 2:00 in the morning. Let's go to an after party at some guy's house. We're not invited, but we'll jump the fence. I heard Leonardo DiCaprio's there, and there's a lot of pussy. We're going to blow off fireworks. This guy has a gun. You want to come? And I'm like, I'm not cool enough for that shit. And it like it plays in my head and I go, I'm just going to go home and not do that. And it takes the pressure off a little bit because like if you get to a point with this guy where you're just like, I can't fucking hang with this. It's too much. It's too far outside the box for me. It's just too hard. You can just play that in your head and be like, you know what? I'm just not cool enough. I'm
just
like not the cool guy.
It's true.
I'm not the cool girl that fucks the porn star.
That's it.
And you've already fucked the porn star. Yeah. It's not, you don't have to be like the cool girl that has a like a weird, crazy Hollywood relationship with
this that's the
porn
thing
star.
Is that like
be like whatever.
I agree. I like that. I like that because I don't even like it's not like I wanna date a porn star. It's my last choice to date a porn star, right?
Sure.
Like who would be like, you know what I really want? In my man for him to get paid to have his dick sucked all day. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah, but I mean, look, I've hung out with porn stars one-on-one. There was a specific one that I, Joanna Angel that I asked out on a date. And, at least I thought it was a date and we went out to a margarita bar and we like hung out and had like a drink together and it was super uncomfortable. Like it was very awkward and we really didn't have that much to say to each other.
Yeah.
And that was it. And we left. I left and she went home and that was the end of it. And I was like, kind of like, I guess I'm not that guy. Like I kind of thought maybe I could kind of make a go of doing that and trying to see like, how do you get what? What's that like? Is that like a thing? I just never done that before. So I tried.
You tried. Well, I mean, you know what? You're right. Like Jen keeps telling me, she's like, Kate, it's okay. Because I always try to do the casual thing and I always catch feelings. And then I always end up being, and Jen's like, Kate, it's okay to admit that you're not the girl that's good at doing the casual thing. Like I might not be good at doing the casual thing.
Yeah. And you know what? You're maybe getting the puppy, maybe doing that thing where you try to like play with commitment a little
bit.
You know, it might help. It might help things out a little
bit. I mean, it's weird because I was married, but even when I was married, I was never fully committed. Like, I never cheated, but in the back of my mind, I remember always being like, this isn't going to last.
Right.
And it didn't.
You know what? I had a conversation with Rachel earlier today where I said something like, sometimes I get worried. This is very deep shit right here, but I said to her, sometimes I get worried that I have to, like, keep proving that I'm worth staying with, you know, like I felt like that and I was like, I don't always feel like that, but sometimes I feel like I have to keep trying to prove that
you
I'm
do.
I'm worth being staying with
I think
me.
You do.
And she goes, you don't have to do that with me because we love each other. And she's like, that's like with your dog, right? Like with our dog.
Yeah.
Like there's no time where our dog is sitting there going, I wonder if they're going to kick me out of the house forever. You know what I mean? Like it's like once it's a solid thing and you guys are in love and you got a whole thing, it should be if you're happy and they're happy and you feel supported, as long as you feel supported in it and like that you're getting a lot out of it and it feels like a good solid thing. I guess maybe you're not supposed to feel it, but I guess I always kind of feel there's always a little part of my brain that's like, man, I don't think that's bad though,
because I mean,
it's not that bad.
I know in my marriage, I was married 10 years. The first 5 years, the guy, he would surprise me a lot for no reason with like really sweet gestures. Like I would come out of work and there'd be like a card in my car for no reason.
What?
Yeah, he was super sweet the first half. The second half that stopped, and I remember saying to him, like, I miss when you used to, like, I would come home and there would be, like, a candle you bought me for no reason or just, like, a small thing like that.
Yeah.
And I remember him being like, well, you don't do that stuff anymore either. Like, that's the little stuff that I feel like it stops that, like, you kind of start to miss. And so, like, maybe a little piece of that always feeling like you have to kind of prove you're still...
Yeah.
That guy isn't the worst
it's
thing.
It's not the worst thing to wanting to keep trying.
You know, I was working with a comic in Brea a few weeks ago. He probably wouldn't care if I said his name, but I won't. But it was a comic who was basically asking me, he was like, I've been in this relationship for a long time and we aren't having as much sex as we used to. And I worry that it's because she's not attracted to me anymore. And he said, as a guy, what do you think I can do to make her like attracted to me again? And I was like, I think for women in long relationships, I think sexual attraction isn't as much about, I mean, this guy looks good and he's in shape. So I'm like, it's obviously not like because you've put on a bunch of weight and you look like shit.
Sure.
I was like, I think for women, it's so emotional that like small actions you make could make her want to fuck you. So like if you buy her a gift for no reason or you like hire a maid to clean the house one day and she comes home and like the whole place is clean and you're like, babe, I did this as a surprise for you. Like, I'm like, that's the kind of shit that I think would actually make a girl want to fuck you.
Right.
Once you're at that point in a relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally get that.
I don't know.
Totally get that. It makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes good sense. Oh, can we talk about this?
Yeah.
So, here's something that I kind of thought was kind of funny is, this was an awful situation.
Perfect.
Oh my God.
Great.
So awful.
Love it.
So at the last nighttime show, which I do here at the Improv, I don't know when this airs, but
Friday.
It does this Friday? Really?
Yeah.
Hey, look at you making that happen.
I mean, I'm trying.
Well, if you're listening and you're in the Los Angeles area, hit me up and come see the nighttime show at the Hollywood Improv. It is April 16th.
Nice.
Lineup is Johnny Pemberton, Melissa Villaseñor, Adam Ray, and Guy Branum.
Nice.
And the Brothers Brothers, and a big celebrity guest who I'm not going to say who it is yet, but it's very exciting.
Very good.
And first 100 people that come to the show get free Fireball whiskey shots.
Nice. Love
so
that.
That's a lot of fun. So you should come down, hang out. It'll be
Please.
Good time. But here's what happened. So I have an ex-girlfriend that likes to come to the shows that I do.
Yeah.
And you've met her in the past.
Okay.
She's come to shows that you and I have done together.
Okay.
And it was one of those things that, like, I'm not, like, you know, when I would first see her around, I'd be happy to see her. Because it's like somebody from my past that I have a history with, and you go, oh man, it's so great to see you. And it feels nice to have somebody from your past watching this thing that you're doing. And the longer that we've been doing the show, the more that I'm getting uncomfortable with her being there every time that we do it. And it's starting to like intersect with other stuff. Like,
she's come to all the nighttime shows?
She's come to every single one.
Oh, wow.
Not only that, but she's become friends with my sister. Like she tried to become friends with my sister. And she's tried to become friends with like people that work on the show and like
Creepy.
Other comedians. And it started to like get kind of like a little overly, like a little over, a little too much. Right?
Yeah, of course.
And I didn't find it to be creepy. I just kind of felt that it was like, oh, she's really trying to, and she's trying to get into the scene, you know, like get into the comedy scene, meet people and like maybe do stand up and like whatever, like be around and be around people. And I just started getting like a little weirded out again and again and again.
Sure.
To the point where I was like, okay, this is like a little too much. And then like her talking to my family and like she sees my mom.
Yeah, didn't she like add your mom on Facebook or something?
Yeah, she tried to hug. The last time she saw my mom, she tried to hug my mom. And my mom was like, who is this person? And it's like, it starts to get a little weird because I don't have my, my girlfriend doesn't come to the nighttime show because I've asked her not to. Because it's the only show that I do every month that is like
pressure.
It's a lot of pressure. Yeah. And it's also like, I feel like I can be whoever, like what I can say whatever the fuck I want and not feel like I'm going to like maybe offend her or upset her in any sort of way. Right. And she's not very easily offended, but I also just,
I get it.
It's my guy time.
I get it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know how it is.
I don't like to have guys I'm dating at my shows ever as a general rule. Totally get it.
I mean, she's seen me do stand up like 3 or 4 times since we've been together.
People
in 4 years.
Don't understand it, but it's like you, because you have to be able to completely be out of your head when you're on stage and be so instinctive. And if someone you care about is there, you can't help but like kind of filter what you say if you think it might offend them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%.
And, like there's a bit that we're doing this month that is really fucked up and just wrong. We're like physically like harming someone on the show really bad.
So
we're
hitting
them with shit and it's we're hitting a guy in the face with a fucking stick. Like a fucking, it's crazy. We're doing some crazy like Japanese game show shit on the show. And I know that my mom or my sister, like my family's going to drive up and they're going to come to the show again. And I'm going to get nervous that they're going to be offended and they'll probably get offended, but whatever. Like,
that's
fucking
fine.
Who cares? But this girl keeps fucking showing up every time. So here's what happened. This past show, she got drunk and she pulled me aside after the show.
Oh,
and
God.
She was like, hey, guess what? I think I'm going to move in with your sister. I'm looking for a new place to live. And I heard she's going to rent a room.
What?
So I'm moving in with her. And now I'm going to be a big part of your life. I'm going to be there all the time. So enjoy that shit. And I was like, you're not fucking doing that. She goes, I'll do whatever I want. I can do whatever I want. Do whatever I want. And I go, if you do that, I'm cutting you out of fucking everything. Like, I will unfriend you, unfollow you, I'll block you from everything. I'll have all my friends.
Why is she
block
doing this
you.
To get back at you for breaking up with her?
Yeah, well, it goes from that to, and it's like, we can all blame shit on sense of humor. Oh, have a sense of humor about it. That's a funny joke. Oh, I'm just being funny. But it's like, at some point, it starts to get too far. And she was like, oh, also, I'm going to fucking blow your friend. I'm going to suck your friend's dick.
What?
You know what? And if I ever, I'm going to fucking do this. I'm going to fucking do that. She start talking all sorts of crazy shit. And then she gave me a birthday present to end the night. It was like, here's a birthday present. And it was a fucking clown mask. made out of wood.
After all that
the paint was all chipped off, and it looked like it was something someone would wear to murder a person. Like it was terrifying looking.
Did you keep it?
No.
Why?
I can't keep it.
Give it to me.
No,
I want it.
I gave it away. It's too fucking scary.
Oh, God.
But you know what? I wasn't sure. Like, what are you supposed to do? How are you supposed to do this? Where you like? I don't want to be a fucking asshole. I'm not an asshole.
Here's a great way to do this.
What do you do?
You could say that your current girlfriend is very uncomfortable with the amount of time that she's spending showing up at your shows and events, and that it might be better if she stops coming.
Well, she is. My girlfriend is uncomfortable with it.
So tell her that.
You think so?
I mean, yeah, you're going to have to.
I'm going to have to say something.
It sucks when, like, but you can always blame something on your current partner, though.
Well, I wish she would listen to this podcast because that would really help.
Maybe she will.
Maybe she will.
Maybe she'd directly send her the link.
She's a very nice girl. I just, it's like, you know, sometimes like somebody's like, I'm so funny here. Wait, I'm going to say something. And then it's just too far.
Yeah.
It's happened a bunch of times.
Who says I'm going to blow your friend?
Yeah, dude, I just can't. I can't with this shit.
Speaking of blowing people's friends, not to change the topic, but can I just ask your advice on one other topic? Oh my God, this is going to make me, maybe I shouldn't.
Please.
This is actually embarrassing.
Please.
I know, now I fucking brought it up. There's another porn actor. Okay, listen.
There's a second porn actor?
No, I'm not dating another porn actor. There's only one that I'm dating. There's only one that I've slept with. There's only one.
This is one that you want to have sex with?
Here's the thing. Okay. There's this porn guy. I don't remember meeting him at the AVN Awards. He started hitting me up on social media a little bit.
Okay, what's his name?
I don't know if I should say his name.
Oh, come on.
I don't know if I should.
Okay, here, just mouth it to me off camera.
All I'm going to say about him is that he was dating a super, super famous porn star chick until recently, and they broke up.
Is it someone that we know?
No. So it's not someone that's been on our podcast.
It's not James Dean.
It's not James Dean.
Okay, good.
Absolutely
that guy,
not.
No way.
No, but this guy is, okay, so hot. Like, I mean, like, so fucking hot. Like, he's like Ryan Reynolds and Channing Tatum put together. Like, perfect. Okay?
Jeez.
Yeah. He's been hitting me up on my social media.
So he has two heads.
Yes.
Sort of physical deformity.
Yes.
He has something. Ryan Reynolds' head and also
Channing Tatum's
head as well.
he's really hot. Oh, God. But here's the problem. Okay. I'm laying in bed one night with the porn guy that I'm dating.
Mm-hmm.
And he says to me, hey, so I noticed so-and-so has been hitting you up a little bit on social media. Like, he noticed.
Whoa.
And I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I don't remember meeting him, but I've been trying to just be friendly, not too flirty, whatever, right? He's like, well, it's none of my business what you do. I mean, you know, we're casual. I kind of have a history with him. Like, we kind of had some issues, but he's like, whatever, you know. And I was like, oh, no, I would never do that. I mean, I would never do that because, like, you know, you guys work together, you know each other. I would never sleep with a friend of a guy that I'm, or a colleague of a guy that I'm hooking up with. Like, that's just not cool.
Sure.
Right? But then I kind of noticed the porn guy flirting with another girl comic on his social media.
What?
And then I started thinking that, you know, he wants to keep this super casual and he barely fucks me. And then I started thinking about how these porn guys are the cleanest in town and this guy is so hot. And now in my mind, I'm so tempted to just kind of like do it.
Listen. If your porn guy...
I sound awful.
Look, the deal is... Here's the deal. If your porn guy fucks Nikki Glaser, okay?
Nikki Glaser,
all right, but if
similar.
if he does fuck Nikki Glaser, you do whatever you want.
What if he's just flirting with Nikki Glaser?
He might be flirting. I don't know.
Then I should be allowed to flirt with that dude.
Yeah.
I don't know. I sound horrible. I think you know what my mom said to me the other day? She goes, I'm so worried about you because the Kate that I knew 2 years ago would never have even entertained dating a porn star. And now you're dating a porn star and you talk about it like there's just, it's completely normal. like there's nothing weird about it.
Oh my God.
And I think she's right. I worry that I've been here too long.
Maybe it's, you know, sometimes things get warped, you know?
Sometimes are definitely warped.
Things get a little warped sometimes.
I'm going to go to church this week.
Yes, that'll help.
I'm going to try to meet a guy at church.
Oh, dear.
I'm going to go to church and I'm going to try to meet a guy that doesn't even watch porn.
That's even worse. Those guys, I can't stand those guys. What kind of guy doesn't watch porn?
I met a hot guy who doesn't watch porn.
And he has sex with men. That's it.
Yeah.
There's no straight guys. There's only two kinds of men that do not watch porn.
Yeah.
Gay men and the criminally insane.
Do you really think so?
Yeah, like guys who like murder people don't watch porn.
I met a guy in Vegas who, you know, I will tell you after, who is super hot, can get tons of chicks, and told me he doesn't, I'm not saying he's never watched porn. He said, I don't fuck with porn. I don't watch it. He's like, it's not my thing.
I think it's kind of bullshitty because look, maybe when he said that, maybe he wasn't watching porn right at that moment. You know, but I think like everybody has seen it or enjoyed it at some
point. He didn't say he doesn't. He didn't say he's never seen it. He said he doesn't watch it. So maybe he doesn't watch it anymore. Maybe he's like, eh, it's not my thing.
Hey,
not
what are you doing on Saturday? Are you taping Saturday?
No.
Hey,
I'm watching porn.
Yes. Are you performing Saturday night?
No.
Saturday, 6 p.m. Is the opening of Hustler Hollywood on Hollywood Boulevard, and they're having a big party.
Is that a strip club?
No, Hustler.
The store?
The store.
It's already open. What do you mean? I was there last week.
On Sunset. On Sunset, there's a Hustler store.
Yeah.
But in Hollywood, they're opening a brand new one, and they're having a huge party.
Let's go.
I'm going.
I'm coming. I come?
Yes.
Yes. I have a remote control vibrator.
It's really
from there.
Up to you whether or not that happens.
Yes, I'm
I'll send you the info, and then we can talk about it at some point in the future.
Oh, my God. I would love that.
Very fun.
I want to get one of their hats that says I Heart Hustler in pink, and I want to add an S to the end so it says I Heart Hustlers.
Really solid way to end the show.
This was a great episode. No, but for real,
I know.
This was so fun having you.
I love seeing you, and I love chatting with you about anything and everything.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you for doing this, because I miss having you, and I think that it's good every once in a while for us to catch up and shoot the shit like this.
Me too. I agree with you.
Well, everyone, follow. I'm sure you do already, but follow at Stephen Glickman. Come see the nighttime show. What's the date?
It is April 16th, or you can come in May 14th. Is the other one.
So. If I'm in town, I will definitely come support. I would
May
love
14th,
that.
We have Tom Segura.
So oh, shit.
It's getting hot.
I love that.
It's getting hot here.
And you guys know you can follow me at Kate Q Funny. This has been Date Fails. Been a great time. Love you guys. Peace.